joining us, if you're just tuning in, we're, of course, doing what we always do, introducing you to some of the coolest people in town and letting you know what's worth celebrating on the Dolphin Coast as we head into summer, as we head into the new year. And it's definitely a very opportune moment to put the attention and the spotlight on an estate that has celebrated this year a 20th birthday milestone and continues to set the standard and raise the bar for luxury living on the Dolphin Coast. What am I talking about? Of course, it's Simbiti Eco Estate, and in the studio with me to paint the picture and to give you a little update to let you know what this year has entailed and where things are going in 2025, I happen to have in the house a general manager for Simbiti Eco Estate. Mark McClure is with us. Mark, how you doing, my friend?
Yeah, well.
Oh, hang on. You'd be a lot better if I put you on the right microphone. There you go. How you doing, Mark?
All good, thanks, Mark. Thank you for having us.
Fantastic. This is the man they call Boss Mark. No. Only Jody calls him Boss.
No, he doesn't like being called Boss.
Oh, really?
Just Mark.
Okay. It was in the calendar as Boss Mark, so I thought, there we go. Today we're talking to the man himself and, of course, Jody Chetty, marketing and communications maven. She is like the if this was a musical, she'd be the Glinda of...
She would be Glinda. I mean, I absolutely would be Glinda. I didn't bring my one this morning, but I actually do have one.
Okay.
I do. And I've come in the bubble and
you,
everything.
You did bring that very very fetching flask of festive stuff.
Got it. My wheelie bin.
Only water in there. And staying hydrated because things are getting hot. We're heading into summer now and festive vibes abound and celebrations are definitely in order because it's been quite a year at Simbiti. I mean, every year has been one for the books, but this year in particular with a 20th birthday celebration. May was the month that the celebrations kicked off, and Mark, for you and your perspective on things as the GM, just how epic has 2024 been for Simbiti Eco Estate?
Yeah, Mark, you know, 2024 has been an incredible year for us. It started off with a record-setting sale in the estate, upwards of sort of mid-30s million. From that, we went into our celebrations. We had sort of 800 people on our sports field celebrating with us from the little kiddies, having a great time getting dunked in the dunk tank, including some of the staff and the directors, through to the normal lifestyle stuff that we do at Simbiti, trail runs, birding walks. So that was amazing. And then through the rest of the year, it's been just been an amazing year. We've settled down on a new strategy with our board. We introduced a new board. And the estate, as always, has just gone from strength to strength. And obviously, it culminated with us winning the Best of Belice again.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. And looking at the facts that underpin that recent accolade, the best estate on the North Coast, Jody, have you got an opinion on if you had to try and create a little list of all the boxes that you tick that make you the best of the best? Is it easy to quantify, or is it just...
It's not... it technically is my job, but I don't think it is. It's never easy to quantify because, like I always say, there's something different to discover about Simbiti every day. And it's not one of our values, but I always say the estate's magical. There's just the something extra about Simbiti. And I think the magic truly lies in its people. And so as our community grows and as our community changes, like we say, there's a place for everybody at Simbiti, whether you're retired, looking for that next phase of life, whether you've just been born or you're coming into the world. And we have Simbiti babies who've only ever lived in Simbiti. And so it's really a lifestyle. I think the magic really lies in who calls Simbiti home.
Amazing. And this is obviously a time of year where a lot of folks that divide their time between maybe Gauteng or other parts of the country, but have their real home in Simbiti. This is now a time where everyone's coming home and the estate's brimming with life and activity, and it's got a real festive energy to it. That energy is going to be carried through into the new year. You mentioned, Mark, this fresh strategy and the vision and the mission for where things are heading in the new year. What are some of the standout points of that strat?
Yeah, you know, as an eco state, ESG is always very important to us. You know, we pride ourselves in promoting and making sure that we adopt all of the latest ESG stats and monitor that. We also look at optimizing our relationship with our stakeholders, whether they be inside the estate or external. We've always prided ourselves on our ability to transcend sort of the gates of our estate into the local communities and support. And then I think that, you know, when we tie all of those together with the diverse team that we have and the strength that lies in diversity, you know, the last sort of one that really stands out is the fact that we aim to cultivate excellence. Excellence is in everything that we do. We believe that in aiming to be the best and constantly measuring ourselves against the best, we'll retain our title for years to come.
Well, there you go. Excellence and eco-excellence at that. And, you know, that little eco prefix isn't just a marketing thing. It's Simbiti Eco Estate for a reason. Jody, what does the eco in the name mean?
I think, like Mark says, in the development and the refreshing of our strategy, we've really taken care to understand what eco means to us. So what it means to us as management, as a board, and then what it means to every resident who comes through the gates of Simbiti. The environment and the way that we interact with everyone, we often say it in our communication, everybody who calls Simbiti home. So that's our residents, that's our four-legged residents, those are our winged residents, everybody who calls Simbiti home. We make sure that it is a comfortable and an enriching environment for you to be in. So eco to us means that we take care and that we ensure the environment is in a good position for the generations that will come after us.
Yeah, incredible. And now with 20 years of Simbiti Eco Estate, it is an established estate. It is alive. And are there still opportunities for folk to call Simbiti home? I mean, it's at this stage you might think that all options are taken. But what's the outlook at this moment?
So I mean, what are we, about 96% developed currently?
Okay.
On the estate, and so what you'll find is there are properties where you can obviously buy, but it's a tough market. So if you want to live in Simbiti, we always say the gate's always open to come and live in Simbiti, but it's looking out for the property practitioners who sell within the estate to be able to make sure you can call Simbiti your home.
Well, there you go. And there are some of the best property practitioners operating in Simbiti Eco Estate. If you are new to the region, if you're just tuning into the local radio station for the first time, if you're looking for a lifestyle second to none, well, I would urge you, firstly, if you're at your desk or if you've got your phone in your pocket, check out the website, simbiti.com, as a great first introduction to the Simbiti Eco Estate lifestyle. And then get in touch and go and have a tour, get in touch with one of the local property practitioners. And Mark, as the GM, from your perspective, any message you'd like to give those on the Dolphin Coast who are looking possibly to have a Simbiti address one of these days, what would you like to say?
Yeah, I'd like to say, obviously Simbiti is an aspirational brand. And it's a target for many people to aim towards, but there's something on offer for everybody. And you know, don't believe that you can't afford it. You can get in touch with one of the property practitioners. There's a lot of options available in Simbiti, whether you want to just buy a piece of land and space bank it for time, because we don't have any build by date penalties on land, or whether or not you want to start out in a single bed apartment and then grow with your career into Simbiti. There are a lot of options. You know, you can do it. We would love to welcome you home.
There you go. Welcome you home. And part of the Eco Estate community Simbiti continues to build. 20 years and still going strong. And for 2025, Jody, are there any things on the calendar, any highlights that you're really excited for?
Yes. So we've already done the hashtag for 2025. To strive in 2025. And so it's pushing our board, pushing our management, pushing our residents to achieve even greater. I mean, 20 is a massive, massive milestone.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't make us old, it makes us experienced. And so when you're coming into Simbiti, and I know you're coming into the hands of a team that is incredibly experienced, that knows the nuances of this area. And I think in 2025, we're striving for our mission, which is to be the preeminent residential eco-state in Southern Africa.
Ha!
So we're pushing it.
There we go. We know you'll get there. I mean, you're there already, in my opinion.
We're there. Just going to keep going.
So you heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Bold moves in 2025 for the estate that officially holds that title of the best in Ballito, best on the North Coast, and we believe best in Southern Africa, world class, really. And that's the story. You're getting it fresh here on Radio Life and Style on a Wednesday, the 4th of December. And my special guests in the studio with me, Mark McClure, a GM. Did I get that right? Mark McClure.
Yeah,
this is my tongue twister for the morning. General Manager of Simbiti Eco Estate, and Jody Chetty Glinda.
Yes!
Marketing and communications. Fairy God. godmother. And great stuff, guys. Looking forward to a cracking festive season at Simbiti. And, of course, there's plenty of excitement happening at the Country Club as well, which we've touched on before. I'll just remind you, go and check out the website and the social media for all the details. And we'll touch base again in the new year, guys, and see what exciting things are in the pipeline. What do you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Mark, and all the best to your listeners for the festive season.
Thank you, guys. Right back at you. Bringing you back to the music with a little festive feel from the Pentatonix on a Wednesday. Turn it up.